All the flooding we had earlier this spring is bringing on a mosquito boom. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The worst mosquito swarms I've ever experienced are at my dad's house in the country. I'll let my stepmom, Patty, explain.
We actually run from the house to the car. And when you open the door, you get many in there, probably 30, 40 mosquitoes. So you start swatting, and you have to roll down your window and drive as you're getting eaten to try to get the mosquitoes out.
She says it's the worst she's ever seen out there. It's so bad, they attack you the minute you walk out the door, and they bite you through your clothes. I decided to turn to a mosquito expert to find out what's going on. I called Michael Kaufman. He's an associate professor in the Department of Entomology at Michigan State University. It seems like the mosquitoes are out earlier than usual, and there are a lot of them. Am I right?
I get this question a lot. You know, is it worse than ever before, that sort of thing? And I don't think so. I mean, it's not uncommon to get, you know, a burst of spring mosquito activity. I think it was just magnified this year because of the extensive flooding. So the most people who live along riverine floodplains, and I guess that includes a lot of people in Michigan, are probably experiencing a heavier than normal population level of certain species that are out there, myself included, by the way. I think they're really irritating right now where I am. It's kind of hard to go outside at some places and not be, you know, really attacked.
Do different species of mosquitoes boom at different times during the spring and summer?
Right, and that's one of the reasons that you know, we have such an unusual pattern right now. It's a species of mosquito now that tends to would be coming out in the spring normally, and it's a, you know, there are others that come out in the spring as well, and then there are some that, you know, need higher water temperatures to really get going, and then there are others that live in permanent water that come out later in the summer. So this year we had a huge rain, so not only picked up the regular groups that would normally come out in a normal year, but the water levels are high enough to flood the eggs that had been there for many years. And so we've got this extra boost of spring, and actually some of the summer floodwater species are already out too.
How is climate change affecting mosquito populations?
It's hard to say in Michigan thus far, but a couple of things. There are some species that we haven't seen before that are starting to pop up in areas of Michigan, and they tend to be, a couple of them tend to be from the more southern areas. I think in the long term, I mean long term being a decade or something, that we'll start seeing the Asian tiger mosquito in parts of Michigan. It's a fairly nasty day biter, and it can transmit a number of other diseases. It's already well established in most of the eastern United States, say into you know, southern Indiana and you know, East Coast and southern Illinois, and it's not that big of a jump to you know, make it up into Michigan. And the key there will be warmer winters. It tends not to do well in areas that have, you know, fairly severe winters. But as the winters become more mild, the chances of that species surviving and becoming established in Michigan, you know, really, really accelerate.
Michael Kaufman is an associate professor in the Department of Entomology at Michigan State University. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.